Hello, welcome to the Kara Murray podcast. For the next 10 days, we will be doing a podcast mini-series all about your divine role as a Latter-day Saint woman. We will be discussing how we can become closer to Jesus Christ and how the Relief Society purpose statement and the Relief Society declaration can assist us in our work to become closer to our Savior. Hello, welcome to the podcast. I'm so grateful you're here, and I'm so thrilled to be able to have Haley Clark. And if you aren't following Haley on social media, you should definitely do that immediately. She loves to talk about Jesus and she shares so many wonderful things. To introduce her, I just want to tell you quickly about her. She is a wife, mother, entrepreneur, and convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Haley grew up in Washington State, where she learned about the church through friends in her teens. And a few years later, she moved to Utah, where she was baptized at age 18. After pursuing a career as a professional dancer and living in Los Angeles for a few years, she moved back to Utah and met her husband. They were sealed 6 months after they met and now have three kids, age 7, 6, 5, and she homeschools them. Plus, she has a baby on the way. Having three kids in 2.5 years was a big challenge that later became the inspiration for Haley's swimming suit collection and business she created. As soon as her company, Honeymark, launched in 2021, it caught on like wildfire and has since helped tens of thousands of women find the perfect swimsuit that hits the sweet spot of cute and comfortable coverage. Through the highest highs and lowest lows in both business and life, she has developed a very strong testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ that she shares on social media in small voices and stories. Haley's husband is also an entrepreneur, owning and running multiple restaurant concepts, and together they live in Utah County. So welcome, Haley. I'm so excited that it worked out to have you come and talk to us, because I think you're going to be an incredible asset to this conversation.
I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So I'm just going to let you dive into talking about the role of women in the church and our divinity and what stood out to you, if anything, from the proclamation and declaration documents.
Yeah. So I, being somebody that didn't grow up in church, having declarations and proclamations and all sorts of things that kind of declare who you are as a woman, as a daughter of God, as a mom, like those things were very foreign to me, I guess is what I would say. I think I grew up kind of assuming that I, like, self-help books were like the closest thing that I would ever get to that, right? Mm-hmm. And there isn't things out there like this in the world, if that makes sense. Like, it's especially now, it's very different. And I love how even with like the family proclamation, I know we're not necessarily talking about that, but I love that this declaration, the Relief Society declaration especially, is very straightforward. It tells you exactly who you are and who you are to Heavenly Father. And it just gives you so much strength, I guess. And again, that's just not something that I necessarily grew up with. And it's a different kind of strength than the world gives, right? It's a different kind of strength than we see within, feminism potentially. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I was just really moved. I have it next to me. That's why I keep looking at it over here, but I am so moved by it encompasses every part of our lives, and not just like, on Sunday we go to church and we feel these things about ourselves, but we have this with us every single day and everything we do. My husband and I talk a lot about how we really want to encompass the gospel more in our businesses, and how we really want to, it give God credit where credit's due, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's so easy kind of in our everyday to be like, well, I'm doing this motherhood thing, and I'm doing this business thing, and I'm doing this friend thing. And I think sometimes we leave God out of it. And first of all, it's so much easier to be like, hey, I have this covenant relationship with Jesus Christ, and when I'm yoking myself to Him, everything really does get so much easier. He really does take over these burdens, whatever it might be. And it just helps us progress and helps us excel. But it's easy to forget. I think we are a forgetful people. My favorite thing to talk about is the word remember in the scriptures and how often it's in there. And because yes, we are a very forgetful people, especially moms. I'm like, I don't, I mean, I remember a lot of things, but I don't remember a lot of things, you know? And so I just think one of the best things for us is to be able to remember that, to keep God, to keep Jesus Christ in our everyday, in our relationships, whether it's family or friendships, right? That's a big one. Ministering, that's huge. And it's not necessarily just the person you're assigned to minister, but finding those friendships and ministering to them, keeping Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father in your day-to-day life, in yourself, right? Making sure you're taking care of yourself so that you can take care of others. Finding the joy in motherhood and parenthood, like listening to Elder Uchtdorf's talk in this last general conference, really, I feel like kind of boosted me up and reminded me that like motherhood is meant for joy. Like we're supposed to have this joy in motherhood, and we're supposed to be able to teach our children, and we can't do that unless we have this, you know, innate understanding of who we are. And so and just reading through this declaration again, I mean, just really what stands out to me is this word nobility, right? Find nobility and joy in motherhood. It's like it's right there. It's like, and I just think the world is moving away from that. And
Absolutely.
as sad as that is, it's like, but we have this to remind us. Like, and reading through it is so powerful. You don't realize how distant the world is from this until you come back to it. And it's again, it really does remind me of the family proclamation to the world, in the sense where like it kind of draws the line, and you see where the line is, and you see how far the world is getting away from it. So that was kind of a smorgasbord of things, but that's definitely, I mean, that's what stood out to me, was really just understanding that like our lives are meant to have God and Jesus Christ within them always, not just in one aspect or this thing over here or maybe my side hustle or whatever it is, right? Like everything with us, they are our teammates, like, and then we are meant to have this joy and this light in everything that we do as a woman, as a mother, as a daughter of God, really understanding who we are so that we can help others understand who they are as well, I guess.
I think it's life-changing when we can really realize that and bring that into our daily life. And it is something we have to remember over and over. Like,
Yeah.
none of us are going to be like, oh, okay, great. Like, I remember this and I'm good forever. Like, Satan is
Yeah.
going to come in and the world is going to come in, and we're always going to have those temptations. And we have to make that decision to give into the temptations or to remember. And when we remember to remember, when we have that consistent opportunity to remember, it makes it a little bit easier the next time to remember and to reach out. And I love that you brought up ministering. Ministering is something that's so dear to my heart, whether it's the assigned ministering or not. We have that opportunity to minister every single day in our homes. Being a mother and a wife is 100% ministering all the time. So I think it's important to not get down on yourself about like, oh, I haven't done my assigned ministering. And that is important. It's important to take care of each other within our wards and our communities. Just remember what you are doing. It's important to see the things you are doing. And especially when I have little kids, my kids are really, I have 6 kids in 7 years. And so I feel you with your 3 kids in 2.5 years. I've done that. And it's a lot. It's a lot when you've got a lot of little kids, and a lot of teenagers is a different kind of hard. And I had a lot of days where I felt like a lot. It seems like a lot now. I don't really know if it was a lot, but just where I remember sitting, our kitchen was like U-shape, and I would sit with the sink behind me and just like cry sometimes in the middle of the kitchen because I couldn't go farther away without making sure people didn't get hurt, but I just like couldn't handle it, right? And just being able to turn to him and having the opportunity of one of my little kids coming up and ministering to me and loving me in that moment. And I think just finding those moments where we can see the good in our life and in our mothering and in those around us, and finding Jesus in those moments that are hard and things like that can really change us and
Yeah.
help us remember to turn to him and
Right.
include him.
Yeah. Well, and this idea of strength, again, it's you gain the strength from what you go through as a mother. And moms are tough. Like, I know dads get a lot of credit for being tough and doing, but I'm like, we are tough. Like, we are doing a lot of things. And I don't think we give ourselves enough credit as like divine beings living in a worldly experience, right? Like, I think sometimes we limit ourselves, and I think we have to remember whose we are, right? That like, he's got us. And I, there's been plenty of times where I have kind of been lacking in faith after having our kids in 2.5 years, which wasn't necessarily intentional, but I love it now, which is amazing, you know. But also, I do think that's the path that God had for me, and I see that now. And so I think we need to have more faith, not just in God, because sometimes you can have a ton of faith in God and not enough in yourself. But you have to remember that you have this divinity, and he's also helping you like grow your strength. You don't get stronger by being comfortable. You have to have those moments where you're like crying. And that way you also have kind of this humility to minister to others, to be able to say, I feel you. I've been there. I know what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Now let me help you. And then it's kind of just, it like piles on top of each other, because people also, as a people, I think as a culture, we have a hard time asking for help. We just think, oh, I can do it all myself. If I can't make my own dinner tonight, instead of asking my neighbor or asking for help from the Relief Society president, I'm just going to, you know, DoorDash my food or whatever, right? Like, mm-hmm. we live in a world where things are so different, and we don't like to ask for help. And so when people do go through these challenges, they can say, I can help you without you asking, right? And that does make it's easier to minister. And I just think it really is this idea of like line upon line, that it's not going to happen all the time when we are, you know, in our busiest phases of life, when you are kind of in the mud, right? But somebody else who's out of the mud, somebody else who has bloomed as a flower, right? Like, and they're just like, they're ready to help. They're in the moment. And I've also been that person. I've been both the one who has needed help and the one who has given help, where after we had our kids in 2.5 years, and it's 5 years later right now, and it's amazing. And none of them are potty training. Nobody has naps or diapers. I don't carry a diaper bag or a stroller anywhere. Like, and it comes with its own little set of, I wouldn't even call them challenges. It's just, it's just so different. Fascinating right now. It's just different. Yeah. And it's so much easier than it was, that I'm like, this is a piece of cake. Like, this is amazing. I want 5, 6, 7 year olds all the time. It's amazing. But they have allowed me, because they like kind of hook together to each other. They have their own little friendship. They have their own bond. They have allowed me to be able to help other people. So when my friend who just had a baby needs a babysitter, I'm like, I will help you. I am not overwhelmed with babies right now, so I can do that for you. Mm-hmm. And whereas like, I don't think I would have been able to do that if I had like kept having a bunch of kids back to back to back. I don't know
exactly what you're talking about, because I've been there with lots of little kids. And when you have your baby, you'll see how much your kids can help and minister to you and your newborn, because they are bigger. Like, it's just going to be a totally different experience.
Absolutely. Well, and being able to ask for help from other people who might not be in the baby phase. So I think if we can be the person that reaches out first, we help create this like culture and this community, but also don't feel bad if you're the one that's like, I cannot, I'm here. Yes. I'm a little bit drowning and I need some help. That's great too. Be humble and willing enough to ask for help, to be the one that says, you know, I need that. Cause I was one who I didn't ask for help. I didn't really know how. Mm-hmm. And it's like a weird thing where nobody really teaches other people to ask for help. And I'm almost like, we kind of need to. And I think it's because we see a weakness, you know, quote unquote weakness in asking for help. And it's not, there's tons of strength in saying, you know, I'm drowning, Lord, can you lift me up? Whether it's through somebody or, you know, whether it's through faith, you know, I just think there's so much strength in that. And I just love that word. That's what keeps standing out to me. I'm like, I'm trying to find it in the declaration, because I thought I saw it, but maybe it's not. It's just, it's something. Oh yeah. This seek spiritual strength by following the promptings of the Holy Ghost. But I, even just seek spiritual strength right there. Like even right, like the Holy Ghost will be there to comfort us. But even if we can just seek that strength, I think that right there is going to change everything for us. And then in remembering that it is the spiritual strength that can help us with the physical stuff, like that, again, kind of yoking ourselves to Jesus Christ, and being able to really see him in all that we're doing. And then And eventually, like, you will find the joy in it, right? There are days when you cry, but it makes those other days like incredible, right? You
Right.
have to have the opposition. And I don't, I, that's not a bad thing to me,
Yeah,
at least.
it
Like,
isn't.
yeah. Cause again,
That's how we
it's like I
grow.
said, a lot of people I think have a hard time with 5, 6, and 7 year olds. And I'm like, it's the best time ever for me right now, but it's because it was such a blur when they were 3, 2, and 1, right? I'm like, I don't even remember those times. I block them out. I have videos and I, that's about it. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
But it's, but for some people, this phase might be the hardest phase of their life that I'm in right now. And so it's just going to be different for everybody. But I think, again, just going back to that, like remembering whose we are, the divinity that we truly have as women, as daughters of God, will help kind of buoy us up in the times that we maybe don't feel like we are at our very best.
Yeah, I love that. And with service, it's interesting because my fourth baby ended up being in the hospital for a week, and it taught me, and then specialists for months and months after. And I think what I learned about service is that when it's our time to be served, that's what we need to look at, is like, I'm giving someone else an opportunity to serve that maybe hasn't had an opportunity to serve. And I don't need to take advantage of it, but I think being aware of it and just saying, okay, like this is not my time that I'm going to go out and serve and minister and do all the things, but I can let other people have that opportunity right now. And when I let other people serve me, it gives us a connection with each other where
Right.
when they need help and I recognize that, I can say, okay, how can I help you? What
Right.
do you need me to do? Or just show up and say, this is what I'm doing, or here's a meal. And I think instead of just being like, oh, poor me, or whatever, just accept help, like with gratitude, and it will
Right.
change everything. Like just
Right.
accept with gratitude. And the line that you read, I love, I don't have it in front of me, but just but following, I think even when we're having a hard time and seeking spiritual strength, but asking, sometimes people aren't going to just show up at your door the days that you wish that they would. And I think maybe being humble enough to say, is there someone that I can ask? Like, who can I ask today to come and like sit with my baby for an hour so I can take a nap? Or who can I sit with today at a lunch and say, how do I help my teenager? Because I've never had, a person this age before, or whatever is going on. I think just maybe seeking spiritual strength and allowing the Holy Ghost to tell us who can help us. And then being brave enough to follow that prompting and ask, even if it's someone we're not super familiar with.
Absolutely.
So, anyways,
I
that's just
love
some
that.
thoughts
No.
that I had because we really
I
do need to
really
help
love
each
that.
other.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's so easy. I mean, we have Google now. So any questions you have, it's like, I don't even ask like my mom questions about stuff anymore. You know, like I'm not like, oh, mom, what'd you do if I had a rash or something? I go to Dr. Google. And so it's like, is there a better way that we can help build the kingdom? Because going to Google doesn't help build the kingdom. Going to other women, other mothers, other daughters of God, that's how we help build our community and then build the kingdom that we need to. Absolutely. Like, and it's so much easier to just say, oh no, I'll just go over here or ask this thing, or I won't ask for help at all. It'll be fine. Like you said, I love that being humble enough and having enough strength to go ask somebody else, you know, like, hey, I just really need this help. And I feel like 9 times out of 10, people love to help. People love to serve. Like I have made it a point to be better about just like outwardly telling people, I will, you know, like, oh, you've got a busy day that day. Let me watch your kids. Like, let me take them. And it's not like a weird thing because I've been there. I know that. And I love it. I have this cute neighbor who has allergies. And she's not like my ministering person. I don't go, she's not on my list of people to minister to, but she's told me before she has terrible allergies in the summer and her husband's gone on long work trips. So her lawn gets really long and she's like really insecure about it. And there were days during the summer where I mowed my lawn and then I just walked across the street and mowed her lawn without there, you know, there's no like conversation. I mean, they came out, her and her daughter came out and they're like, oh, this is so nice. You don't have to do this. I'm like, no, like I'm almost done, first of all. And I like want to, like, this is what I want to do. 9 times out of 10, you want to serve. And I mean, if we're going to dive into service in this world where we are a lot of the time on our phones, on our screens, you know, on our own, doing our own thing, because we're focusing on ourselves and it's all about us and it's YOLO and it's self-love and whatever. And we've kind of become this selfish society. I feel like selfless love is what helps us to kind of demolish this depression and anxiety that is just ridding the world. Not that it will cure. I'm not saying it will cure, because there are absolutely people who have clinical depression, clinical anxiety, clinical mental illness that they need help with. There are also people who are sad, who are just sad. And there's a lot of different reasons. There's an environmental factor. There's where you live. There's what's going on in your life. And I totally understand that. But I will tell you, anytime that I'm feeling down about myself or my situation or what's going on with me, if I put myself out there to help somebody else, I automatically, it's like this automatic reward where you have this increase of serotonin and you're like, I feel amazing. I feel so much better. Like, you get all these endorphins. And then I go back and forth and I'm like, well, did I do that for me? Like, I was trying to do it for them, but like, did it help me? But it does, it helps you. And so it's like, let's keep doing that. Let's keep remembering again, whose we are, but also whose they are. Right.
Yeah.
Because if they really are daughters of God, children of God, whoever they are, it's up to us. Like, we are there to help them, and we are there to be the answer to their prayers. Maybe they're too nervous to come ask us. Maybe they've been looking for somebody to mow their lawn, but they don't have the money to do it themselves, or whatever it might be. Yeah. Right. And you just don't know. You don't know how you're helping people until you put yourself out there and actually help, or actually ask somebody to help you, because that can help them too. It's great. It's a huge circle. I love it.
Well, it's funny, because in the declaration, it says delight in service and good works, which is, you know, just finding joy in it, that's definitely personal if you're going to delight in it. Right. So to some extent, service is for us, even if we want to help other people. And in the purpose statement, the last statement there says that, Release Society helps prepare women for the blessings of eternal life as they work in unity and help those in need. And so, I mean, that's the purpose of Relief Society, is to unite us as women, to be able to help and strengthen each other. And then from there, as a unit, to go and strengthen our community. And so I think we just need to be more open and listen to the Spirit, know who to ask for help, know who to help, and then be brave enough and willing to go and do what the Lord asks us to do. And when we do that, we can only become closer to our Savior and understand our purpose more fully and what He needs us to do.
Absolutely. I keep thinking about, I don't know if it was Sister Craven or Sister Craig's talk about the ice cream. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Where yes,
she had a sister, and she said, I just felt like I needed to go and talk to her, but I felt Sister awkward Craven, not bringing anything. Yeah, I think so too. And she said, I'm just going to bring ice cream, because I didn't know what else to do. And then the sister ended up being lactose intolerant, and it was not about the ice cream. It really was just about being there. And and unity. We heard a lot of that. At least I did. I know a lot of people hear different things, but last general conference, I feel like unity and like oneness was a big one. I did hear a lot of like one by one, and kind of like the Lord ministers one by one. But also, I think that one by one does help us be unified. It helps bring that unity. It helps bring that joy. You do feel this community sense that we're just not seeing in the world right now. And so, this just like lights me up. I'm like so excited. I feel like I need to print these out and have them everywhere to remind me, because it's easy again to just forget. It's so easy to forget.
Yeah. Well, I am going to have, if anyone signs up for my email list, I do have 4 free printables that they get that are like affirmations from the Relief Society Declaration. And then I'll have more with my course. I'll have one for basically everything. So you really could just like hang them up on your mirror and switch them out and be reminded of.
We need that. So. We need it. Because again, it's just so easy to get distracted, to feel like you're not doing enough, and then to leave Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father out of it, and kind of be I got this, right? It's just so easy to do that.
Yeah, it is. And it's the cycle that we continually get to work through for the rest of our lives, which is okay. It helps us become better people in the end. Yeah. So thank you so much. Did you have anything else you wanted to share?
I don't think so. I'm like, that was it. That's what moved me. So yeah, I'm grateful for this.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you so much for joining me today, Haley. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Don't forget to join the email list so you know when the Your Divine Role course goes live. Our email list will be given an opportunity to sign up first. It includes 12 plus course videos, a workbook that is 45 plus pages long, a community, and more. I can't wait to see you then.